Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
What the hell?
You know, I'm trying to see if I can get a couple females on because I want to touch on a topic tonight. I want to talk on, I want to bring up a scenario of a parallel reality. And then I want to talk about men delusion versus women delusion, how men delusion help them and women delusion don't help them. Yeah. And I'm always telling that be like, you know, man will see another man and say, yeah, you can fucking bang him, boy. And the man can clearly bang, you know. But because you're thinking that way, you're creating a kind of calm and peace for yourself that might let you be calm enough to find an opening that give you a lucky, you know, a lucky shot. But some people might be like, no, we can't fucking bang him. And then they definitely won't be able to beat him. Or jarn him. I want to see what the women have to say about the delusions.
Just state of mind.
I didn't realize I don't have a headset.
You don't sound too noisy right now.
I but differently. Well, go on.
I realized that I have to put my union dreams on pause recently. The requirements kind of iffy. They say I have to be able to work two jobs and they'll ask me to take 2 months off my work in order to go to the classes for the union, which I won't be able to do because my workplace only give me 2 weeks vacation a year because that's all they can afford. So I'm just like, that's tough. They're not going to give me 2 months. So I'll have to definitely find new work in order to join the union. And because I don't know why, but everybody else getting a spike in pay across the welding field. So I feel like it's about time for me to go ask for mine because now I'm making average, entry average money, even though I have experience and stuff. So I got to let them know, like, listen, I can't be making this money now. I have to get a bump, at least $2 or $3 more. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. Still afraid to work legs at the gym, but you know, I know nothing.
Yeah, you are.
My knee popped out the other day, so can't do legs right now.
Your knee popped out. One of my partners hit for your knee popped out the other day, too. We're running at 3 miles, and on the second half of it, because every that we're running is a mile and a half. The second half, like, you good ass time looking at him in the front, and then I see homie fall to the ground. So, you know, I casually run past him laughing because you're a grown man. How the fuck you fall? And he was like, yo, my knee, bro. I look homie knee at the back of his foot.
I'm trying to get Mike on the pod. When Erica episode dropped, he also had a leg injury, a leg injury.
My man, old boy.
It's from the gym.
No, yeah, well, it's not from the gym, boy. It's an old sports injury. I remember damage almost all the ligaments and then my left knee.
Oh, you want to try?
You remember I sent the link to Natalia? I forgot about it.
And I'm writing a beef for darling right now about Fortnite now.
Yeah, beefy too.
Everybody.
Right.
Because your conduct and behavior on Fortnite is unbecoming.
When you talk about Kaylin and what she did.
Yes.
Natalia.
Kaylin is supposed to be joining later. And Natalia is coming on later. I would like you to behave yourself, sir. And not give these. I would like you to give these. I understand that.
It was just a matter of time until I got to Natalia. She was being a little tough at first, but I'm gonna eventually I'm gonna weed in and get her out of the skin. Kaylin was very easy, so mission accomplished.
I understand, but they don't.
Yeah. If they don't understand, you know what I mean about me.
Hey. We're bothering somebody, and I would like to give them the easy time.
It is below my friend and them, boss.
Yes, yes.
It's below my friend and them.
And I see in a relationship, communicate that like me.
We all know, and that's why we're telling you to give our friends a chance.
Okay, fine. I'll be quiet.
Not be quiet. Just try not to spark up too much. Because I want to have a debate, definitely, and I want to hear everybody out.
If I'm going to have it, you know how my opinions are.
Hey, your opinion is your opinion. I'm not going to argue on that.
If my own opinion was my opinion, the girls and I wouldn't have gotten offended.
Hold on, pause.
No, no. Go ahead.
Pause. Because I realize I'm missing a whole lot of whatever going on.
Mm.
I've been gone for that long.
I don't know.
So, Lambert, what's your opinion? How you aggravate the girl then? What you do? What you say?
I mean, I say nothing, but just, you know, teasing.
Hold on, Natalia, try it, Jan. Save this for later when she bring it up. Because she can bring it up.
Oh, she bringing it up? Oh,
No. She probably will.
She will.
She can say, something, Lambert, you love man. And then you can say, like, bitch, what? Check, bitch, don't call me bitch. And then you can be a thing. Just watch. You hear this, listeners? Just let's see what happens.
It's like I like to do it on purpose. It's a purposeful act just to see how well I will get under somebody's skin.
Good night, friend.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing tonight?
In the camera, let me see.
No.
Oh, Kaylin joining. I'm to everyone. Everyone pregnant?
My phone is on 11%.
Man, why are you even here?
I saw the shit inside the group chat, and I decided, hey, let's see what this is.
Oh, okay.
Then it was too late to back out because he said joining. Like, oh shit!
Sorry, guys.
I almost back out because it said being recorded. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I'm always tempted to click leave.
I'm like, being recorded. What the hell is this?
Yeah, you're trying to snitch on me, dog.
CIA? Yes. Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
So I had topics. I was just telling Lambert about the topics I want to talk about, but I want to see what all y'all have going on.
Why is it always about you?
You have topics you want to talk about tonight?
Hold on. What about you? Yo, why are you so pressed? Who attacked you?
And Natanya?
What are you talking about?
You have something you want to talk about tonight?
No.
Does anybody have anything they want to talk about tonight?
I want to talk about how my life has been going and how y'all life has been.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jaron, okay. We all know how your life has been going, okay? We know you're a soldier boy now, okay? We know you be running up and down the streets.
Pause, Dion. This is Lambert.
On no.
Huh?
Hmm?
No.
Oh, my. This is Lambert. This is Khalil.
No.
This is you. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the participants and I'm just like, this is Lambert. I never said nothing was wrong. I don't know why y'all laughing. It just caught me off guard right then.
You know? It's just surprised or surprising me.
Hold on. Why did it catch you off guard?
I didn't know you do a podcast.
Of what you mean? You don't know I do podcasts. I was on a episode with your time back.
I don't remember that. We were? I don't think so.
Yes.
Damn, Lambert, she said you're significant.
Damn, Lamb.
So who's coming in on here?
I hear so two people. I heard that two people on here have beef with me personally, and I would like to hear about this beef.
Who said that?
We can address.
It might be Jaron and Timon.
We can address this in the end.
I know Pause. Timon is. I know Timon is a bitch, so Timon can't have a beef with me. So, Jaron, maybe, you know.
Timon, yesterday I had the boy chat about you.
Wait, man, I disrespect me in my house.
Question:
hey,
Tavares coming in here? Y'all, Tavares coming on here?
Tavares is playing
Call of Duty,
GTA.
GTA.
I guess you want to play on GTA. What happened? You want Tavares join?
Huh?
You want Tavares join? I'll get Tavares on link.
Tavares is not coming in here.
Tavares not coming
in here. Tavares, stop being a galaxy. If you send Tavares on link, Tavares will
join. Who you need to
know?
Yo, Timon, how often do you go gym? Do you go gym like every other day?
Yeah.
You have one design, right? Since I'm gonna talk to Tavares that often, when my message Tavares respond.
Message everyone, see if you respond.
See everyone, not gonna respond unless I DM.
You don't got everyone answer.
See, I will have to DM everyone. Everyone respond to my DM them real quick.
By Instagram, because that's what he did. Outside of my Instagram.
I message him, man.
me message by any platform to get it.
That's cool. For your friends. Yeah, so John, tell us what's going on, and then I'll ask Lambert what's going on with him, and then I'll
I have nothing going on in my life.
Basti moved to Canada. What do you mean nothing going on?
The boy said he have nothing going on in his life. Yeah, so man do some badness in Japan. We get my GTR. That's really it.
Wait, this whole podcast was to tell people you're going to Japan.
I get my GTR.
Dean. Yeah. When are we supposed to be going? September?
Next week.
Ooh. Damn.
But it is September.
Yeah.
Meet
you up. Yo, bro.
Nani? Is he so, so familiar to you?
Jaron, how has the army been treating you so far, buddy?
Stop calling me army. You are disrespect me.
I'm sorry. How has He's the Navy been treating you so far?
Oh, like I'm fucking shit.
Okay.
Like shit. Yo, bro, I'm tired of running.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of waking up at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking tired.
Damn. Well, so you feel like you can go to war right now?
I can definitely go to war right now. Like, I am so fucking stressed right now. Like, my cortisol levels are so fucking high. I have adrenaline all the fucking time.
Do you know that? So all of that is honing your killer instincts. All that stress that. Level. And when you pull the trigger for the first time to kill a man, and it's when it's going to all release.
I don't think it's going to release after your first kill, because other people kill you. So, you know, I still have it for a minute. But I've been talking to like a couple of my my instructors and shit, like a couple of SAS sergeants who they've been through shit, they've seen shit, and they were saying that war ain't what we picture, like what we think it is. Cause you know, I really thought it was gonna be they sent me over there, Baghdad,
and
I murdered the people, you know, shot our face. And I said,
duty.
The time, yeah, I really thought it was war zone. But is it now? You're gonna be chilling for a long ass time, and then randomly some people could come and try to blow you up.
Oh, damn.
That seems like a vibe. They pay for that. No, honestly, it's like living in America, sure. You just walk around my business and then somebody shoot up your church.
You're not walking around. Like, you stay
That's exactly what it is.
You see? No, you saw like American school, just sitting around trying to learn stuff, and then somebody's like, guns.
What are they going to station you in the Middle East?
Joke with you, Timon.
Sorry.
Nah, I'm making a joke with you.
You're right. Don't make fun of your country. Protect it.
Yo, so I'm about to go outside real quick because my food pulling up.
All right, no problem. Just meet you, Mike, and run.
My food ain't pulling up. Keep picking up my food now.
Oh, okay.
Yo, so I had a Bayou taco the other day.
Mm.
Taco, and that bitch was good as fuck.
Yo, don't even talk about a taco. Natanya tried to scam Ari the other day.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Natanya bring a proposition to me and Tavares. Now you're trying to get wins. Natanya said, hey, how about y'all want to come join me in this business proposition, right? So she said, I want to buy this land, right?
I own the land.
Okay. You won't let me talk?
That's why. You saying the thing wrong, though.
You see, I'm correct. Remember, done.
So, no, yeah, kind of like it's, every story got two side notes. So
yeah.
So, Tim, I love adding frivolous
you life. See, call me up on my light afterwards.
Yes.
Right? So, we over here focusing on getting wins, Natalie being a bot, and.
Mood.
Sorry, I'm too so bad.
And Natalie brings proposition to us. She had this piece of land now. She's like, let's go into business, you know? Let's get a contract written up, and you know, we can build some properties on the land and start renting out or whatever. So I hear it and I said, so we get any ownership in the land? No, it's her land, we're just leasing it. But y'all can build your properties on there. So this is me. That sounds sketchy as fuck. Because if me put out anything, you know, cereal, cement, blocks, how am I supposed to get that back if you say, come on, my fucking land?
You rent her land, basically, and then you get your tenants to rent your house, Yeah. But then the money you get from renting have to split to pay the rented land,
uh-huh,
and then whatever you want to.
All you have to do, right, Timon, if you decide you want to leave the contract, is that she will have to buy the property from you.
The house. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, she'd have to buy the house then, because the land is
hers. Yeah, the land is mine.
Land is her, so she would have to buy the full value of the property from you.
Right.
In order for you to get out of the contract.
Yeah, I saw all that, but in my head, I'm just like, maybe I'll pitch it. It felt scampish. So this is me.
It's not really scampish. Well,
not really.
A lot of places are just like that.
Because people be leasing property, right?
Let me hear Lambert, then Kaylee, then Natalia.
No. Lambert, don't say the same thing I say. Go ahead, Lambert.
Be safe.
No, it's just that a lot of places, especially in the US, these big apartments, they're not owned by one person. There's different investors owning the different apartments along the block. And at least the land belongs to probably a different set of investors that invested into the big, how much acres of land it is. And that is all it is. If they want to come out of the contract, they have to buy out the entire property with all the tenants and everything inside of it.
Mm. That happened to this apartment I live in right now. Some new people bought the apartment complex. But you were saying the same thing, Kaylin?
Yeah, basically, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, Natalia, where did I go wrong?
Thinking that I was trying to scam you, like, that's it, is it?
Okay, come run it by me again, since I was clearly not in the right frame of mind to take you away recently, since I was trying to get wins on Fortnite.
We did. Fucking cool.
No help to you.
Stop lying, because I revived Tavares twice, and he died twice.
Hey, why are you changing the subject?
Yeah. Tell us a scam. No, I mean,
that don't even sound right.
A business proposition.
But anyways.
It was a business proposition. Maybe other people listening might say, Tal, that sound feasible. That sound doable.
Yeah, maybe they might invest.
You know, they just been looking for a land, but they didn't have no land and now.
Go ahead, shoot it up.
Yeah, that's basically what Kayleen said.
You know, you say
you'd basically be like renting her land in a way, like you build your whatever on her land and the money.
Yeah, you build your apartment or you build a house on there.
Yeah, and then you just pay her.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you just pay a certain amount for your wherever your house is situated on that land. Because I'm guessing it's big because she said multiple properties. Yeah.
Yeah, whenever the property tax come around.
Those investors that don't have citizenship in your country, they use you as the anchor. So you have the piece of land and they invest the money through you. But the property really truly belongs to them, but they just run the money through you to as a cover-up.
How about your investments, Lambert? What are you into now?
What am I into? Sleep. Tired as fuck.
Are you investing in your health?
Tired as fuck, bruh.
I get you. You're working tomorrow, ain't?
I work 6 days, brother.
Tough. Okay. Invest in yourself. That's a good investment. That whole job I've been doing.
In a couple of years, I'll give myself, you know. You'll know as the time goes. I can't, you know.
Can't say it. All right.
Along, but you will know as the time goes along. You already know what I got going on back home.
Hmm.
So.
How about you, Tuffy? Any investments?
The only thing right now, okay, so mainly, like, I've been ill this past year, so, like, I was trying to sort that out mainly, but, huh?
The whole year?
Yeah, I got sick in my head. Like, I got sick as hell, like, sick. No, I'm not sick as hell. My mom carried the gene, but my dad doesn't carry the gene, so obviously, like, me and my sister may have the gene somewhat, but we don't actually have sick as hell. But I was really ill this entire year. Only now it's gotten a bit better, but still, like, there's still a few tests that I still have to run or have run for me to clear me. I was kind of scared that something caused, like, me to have an autoimmune disease. But so far, most of the tests cleared me for that. It's just one test keep coming back that's showing, like, possible autoimmune disease. I'm kind of scared for my life because I'm not trying to be sick. Outside of that, before I was looking about, like, continuing my studies and
biology, huh? Marine life studies.
I was gonna go do graduate school and get that finished or completed. 2 years of that, because I have to specialize in a particular thing in order for me to do what I want to do marine biology or a specific part in marine biology. But yeah, until then, that's what I have going on. I've kind of been traveling since I've been up here visiting family from like New York to New Jersey. Probably will be going to Canada in a couple of days too. So while I'm up here, I can visit family and all of that, which is what I've been doing, like visiting family and doing
stuff. Wait, you still in the U.S.? You in the U.S. or you in...
I was in Antigua, like I came home September last year, but then I left in like May.
Aubrey.
Huh? Are you in New York or something?
Your baby sister.
No, right now I'm in Ohio. My sister's back home. She's planning to move to Italy soon.
Italy?
Migrate to Italy, so yeah.
I thought she was trying to move up so she can do school and stuff with you. She's going to Italy to music or just travel?
She's going to go to school there.
Okay.
While also continuing music. But like Italy's where she wants to go to right now. Italy. I don't know if that's her main... I don't know if she's going to be there for the rest of her life. But I know that's a decision or she's in the middle of that kind of process right now.
Okay. She can listen to this podcast because that sounds like a scary ass move. That's a whole language barrier she have to go breach. Which I'm pretty sure they'll have like classes.
She's been speaking Italian. She's been learning it.
Mm.
So yeah. I think she just has to look.
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh, I was saying, I just think when she goes there, she'll probably just have to like watch her back closely in terms of like racist
and kidnapping
and major pickpocketers. And you know, you're new to a country, so kidnapping too and sex trafficking, because that's actually a real thing.
Tell her what's taken twice.
Not watch it twice.
But
the bed is the first place they looked in the closet.
Oh my god.
Till I hide above the doorway. They'll never look.
You need one of those apartment window walls. It's close enough for her to do the Spider-Man shit.
The Spider-Man shimmy.
Yeah, because if you Spider-Man to the top, bro, nobody
looking up there.
Damn.
If I come into your house, I am not looking up in your hall. Suppose something up there for me. Hmm?
It's really scary being a woman, bro, because like you have to be careful getting raped, careful getting kidnapped.
I like that you're coming here with it.
Yeah, I'd be watching my back 24/7 because I can't tell the amount of times I've been in public. And I'm harassed. And I hate when I be turning down people and they think, oh, she thinks she better than... Oh, bitch, you think you're better than people turning me down? How dare you, bitch? And then, like, I almost got bucks.
Yes.
Tanya, a question. In life, what's your biggest fear?
Obviously getting kidnapped.
And, okay.
Oh,
so
yeah,
rape and sex trafficked. Because I ain't slick. No.
So if you're walking and mind your business and a truck full of women came out and just start assaulting y'all and raping y'all and kidnapping y'all, y'all would be like, man, that's tough. Like, how y'all would react to that?
Scenarios are very, very, very unrealistic.
What? You think women don't kidnap and rape?
There are that's women
exactly
who
how
come
they
and, like...
kidnap you through women. So they make the woman, they have the woman to make other women feel comfortable enough to come with them, and then they kidnap you.
Yeah, what I'm saying is
a truckload. You said a truckload.
Okay, a truckload could be a very small truck and five women in there.
I would not trust that shit. Like, I don't
know.
But anyways.
I be watching my back for real, like when I'm in New York and I'm in the subway and a woman approaching me, because I'm like, where's the guy around the corner? Like, you ain't
I don't be talking to people.
Yeah, neither me.
I think you answered the question. He's around the corner, Kaylee.
No, but where around the corner? Which one of these men standing there is the one? Is it all of them? Is it one of them? Like, you know, that kind of thing.
I honestly can't fathom it. Like, I can't wrap my head around it on how
this
show up in public.
This and is how they try to kidnap you these days, especially in, like, big cities. They have a woman come up to you and ask you, if you know where, let's say, where the nearest Publix is. And if you pull out your phone and look on Google Maps, they're going to know that you don't know the area. And that's the easiest way for them to kidnap because you don't know where you're at.
I don't even look at streets when I walk or buildings. I look at the ground. That don't mean nothing.
If you know, if you know,
if you know where it is, you could just turn around and be like, oh, it's two blocks away.
Okay. What if I just don't know that street?
This is the thing. So.
Something like that happened to me, but she was, I knew where the place was, and I was like, oh, it's just so. And she's like, can you show me, please? I'm sorry. Like, can you show me? I really don't know where this place is. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't hear what I just said? And, but then obviously I'm always on my guard. So I was like,
wait,
I'm sorry. So you're on your own at this point.
As a man, I can't even ask somebody for directions.
Nah. In this day and age, it's crazy, but you really can't.
I don't have a problem if somebody asks me directions, but if they ask me to like show them,
like, I'm like,
I'm
yes,
on my guard. I'm on my guard.
What if you're in a mall? Same thing.
I'm on my guard from the time somebody approached me.
Bro, use the fucking directory. It's on every level. Ask one of the store employees that works in the mall.
I was trying to figure out why y'all don't tell them to go look on their own damn phone.
Hold on, say that again, Kaylin.
No, I'm saying I'm literally always on my guard as soon as somebody approached me. I don't care if it's a toddler, a man, a woman, because people nowadays just, you know, grimy. So as soon as somebody approached me, I'm not right off the bat going to be rude, disrespectful, you know, hype up, like, get out of my face, nothing like that. Like, I'm going to be very polite. But as I'm being polite, like, I'm on observant mode. Like, I'm 100 times more observant. Like, I'm already observant before, but, like, I'm even more observant now. I'm watching your body language. I'm watching the way you talk. I'm watching who you keep looking back at, who you're looking at, who you're laughing with, you know? Yeah, it could be a group of teenagers out just making a bet or, you know, just pulling jokes or whatever the case may be. But me personally, I'm always on my guard. Okay. I don't probably somebody ask me for directions. I'll give you directions. But if they're taking it to a, like, you know, please show me type stuff, like, I'm not falling into that trap. You could genuinely just want me to show you, and I get it. But for my own safety, I already told you turn this corner, and I'm just going to be like, listen, I'm busy. I got someplace to be. You know what I'm saying? You're on your own now.
This week, I was asking some questions on WhatsApp, and I didn't ask Natanya, so I'm asking Natanya now. So, Natanya, if men didn't exist,
who
would protect you?
If men didn't exist, who would protect me? The logical answer for me would be God, but like in terms of protection, I would have to like learn to protect myself. That's basically what the world is right now. I'm protecting myself from men. Like, be for real.
Okay.
Because you know, a lot of women think if certain, I'm not gonna say all men. If certain men weren't in society, we wouldn't have to like get tasers or pepper sprays or like be on guard every 5 seconds. You would just like walk on the streets freely, not care what you're wearing.
Oh,
like,
God, jog at night.
In Brazil right now, women can walk around without topless, and I feel like no men care. But what do you think that's gonna do? Because there's always a period of adapting.
I saw a video from Brazil where a bitch was drunk. And
not a bitch. A bitch
shut up and let me speak. A bitch was drunk and they asked for help. Homie decided to help. These bitches stabbed the fuck out of this nigga and robbed him.
And boobs are outside hanging. That's tough.
You see, this all leads back to another thing. No, it doesn't. I was gonna say something there, but like, it's not the same. I was gonna say something like, you know, guys be acting so thirsty sometimes, like see some nyash, see some big tits, and they be hungry, starving, you understand? And that's how someone be catching the ass. Some of them I don't feel sorry for, others I like, it's a fucked up situation, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody used her, you know, body or whatever else to get the upper hand of a situation, you know, to rob the guy in this case. That was fucked up for real. But in like other scenarios, it's like, bro, you were starving. This is what you get for acting like you have no standards. And you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, because like they have men out here that act like they're not used to gal, and like every time a new girl come around, they start acting weird. I'm like, bro.
They probably
act
not.
act like you had bitches before, bro. Like, please, I'm begging you, act like you had bitches, because that shit is so distasteful to me. Like, just act normal, be the person you can like have a regular ass conversation, and
yeah
just have a regular conversation. You don't have to like every girl you see, you have to flirt with them or any of that shit. Girls do not like that shit.
But women, what if he's a flirt? Like that.
Some me girls don't like it.
I hate it. I don't like it. I feel very uncomfortable. And
okay, question. Ideal way you want a guy to approach you, not nobody else, just you specifically.
Okay. Should I give like a scenario or like a regular ass? Like,
you can if you know. Want.
Okay, so how would I want somebody to approach me? For example, if I'm outside or something, don't run me down and be like, oh, hey, hey, hey. You come up to me calmly and be like, hey, I've seen you. Like,
let
I think you're
cool.
Notepad.
Hold on, let me get my notepad.
Let me get my notepad.
You okay, don't need a notepad to be a decent person. You don't need a notepad to be a decent person. Even if you were gay and you were approaching another gay guy.
Just taking notes. Just
hold on, yeah. Hold on, Kaylin. Let you finish and then hold up point.
My bad. Yeah, Natani,
I'm going to use the gym as an example. If I'm in the gym, right? Fully clothed, nothing crazy or anything like that. Shirt covering my ass, everything. And a guy comes up to me. He's like, oh, I've seen your form. Like, I can help you out with that. And he clarifies that he's not trying to be weird. We can exchange Instagram stuff like that. He can help me out in the gym or whatever. And then it can actually go from there. You start a friendship and then you ask, hey, I kind of like you or something, bro. Like something calm, not nothing crazy, like pushing up on niggas or nothing like that, bro. But I hate when niggas do that shit. Once again, I'm going to put that shit on a t-shirt. Act like you had bitches before, bro. Please.
Okay, but what
if that's basically it? Just be yourself. That's it. Just be yourself. Don't be weird. Second thought, no. Do not be yourself. Just act like a regular, decent human.
So you don't know how you want the man to approach you, basically.
No, I just explained it. But I'm saying, because some men are like that, are genuinely like acting like they don't know how to talk to people. What I'm saying is act like a regular, decent man and approach the person and then take it from there. Just don't be weird.
Yeah,
don't push up on the girl. Don't do none of that extra ass shit.
Most decent men are approaching y'all anyways. So like, how do you get the decent men to approach you?
What have decent men approach me?
I'm not saying that none. I said most.
Most of them, for real?
Okay. Wait, based on the number of decent guys that come approach you to the non-decent guys, what's the ratio? Because clearly more decent guys approach y'all than non-decent men, so I don't understand the negative feedback.
What do you even say non-decent?
They both send them.
I don't have no negativity. Whoa, Timon.
Okay, sorry.
Don't be so
Natania. I'm going to Natania then, because she have the negative to man.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't put my thoughts out there yet.
Why are the decent mans them not approaching you?
I never said they don't approach me. I mean, I have one. So, like, what are you saying?
Okay.
Are you trying to ask me how he approached me?
No. But you were saying that you don't like how people approach you in a certain way, and it happens a lot of times. So I'm assuming it happens more time than decent guys show up.
Another reason why I know why men approach me a certain type of way is because of how I'm dressed. Like, I have to dress like that because I'm working, obviously. Like, that's another reason that pisses me off a lot about niggas. Like, okay, I'm half naked because I'm bringing your fucking bottle out. But that doesn't warrant you to touch me, bro. First off, shit literally pisses me off.
I would love to see my bottle service lady come down in a long frock and give me some bottles.
Listen.
Come on, my arm.
Now that she can't hide, she start pulling from her fucking dress. You check, she had like a little, what you call it, apron on. And she started pulling bottles from all over the apron. I was like, where was that? And she's like, it was on here. What?
I'm playing. I'm messing with y'all.
I don't think I've ever had a booking where I was fully clothed.
Listen. If she was wearing a sick sundress, let's go sundress and an apron.
Okay, sundress, I've seen some sexy sundress.
Yeah, a sundress on an apron would be sick.
Oh, I'm lying. When I get bookings in the wintertime, right? If you go on my profile, you're going to see a black bodysuit. Any opportunity I get to wear those two bodysuits, I'm wearing them. I'm not dressing half naked, bro.
Okay, so
outside cold, you snowing, nigga. How you half naked outside, acting like these niggas won't trouble you, and you tell the promoters that like you have weird people in the party, and they don't care because they're weird too. It's like you really can't trust anybody. It's crazy out here, man.
Okay, what about you?
I'm like, you get into a different industry.
I don't do it anymore.
You put yourself.
I don't do it anymore. I felt uncomfortable and I was tired of feeling uncomfortable, so I stopped. I just rent my shit out now.
I like that.
Remember, some people like unpredictable now. Sometimes you end up in a particular position of working at a particular job you don't necessarily want to work at, but at the time, that's what's available until maybe you get better qualifications or your life improves somehow. You know, like me personally, my startup job wasn't a job that I wanted to do. Like, younger me would have never done that, but at the end of the day, like, I didn't have a choice because my qualifications were still coming in and I needed money at the time, and this is what I had to do. But as soon as I got my shit together and I got what I needed and I got my qualifications, I was able to qualify to apply for something even better. Now, I know that some people out there don't like to grow as individuals, you know, they like being comfortable or, you know, not even to diss them, but like that job is paying what they want and they like that job, even though the situation for the job, for example, like what Nathania is saying, like a bottle girl or like a Hooters girl or something, you know, they like the job, they're making the money there, and not everybody wants to be a lawyer, not everybody wants to be a judge, not everybody wants to be a marine biologist, you get what I'm saying? Not everybody wants to be a doctor, not everybody even have the mental to become some of these things too. Not saying that they're stupid, but, you know, some people, like, they soak up information like that, and other people, it takes them years to even grasp anything. So it's a whole complicated process. Mm. It's not so black and white to just be like, oh, get a better job, or, you know, because it's not the case for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Kayleen? How do you like guys approach you?
I don't have a specific way in terms of, like, I feel like I know what I don't like for sure. I don't like being on the street and, like, the spoopsin' type. Miss, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just so disgusting.
Some guys, that's all they know, or that's how to hail up a woman, you get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Based on their environment or whatever else. But I feel like, yeah, I do not like that. I do not like that.
He asks what you like, not what you...
It's to get you a boss?
No, but that's what I'm trying to explain to you. I don't have this one specific thing that I like. I know for sure what turns me off from the bat, so I can start from there for sure.
How can a guy approach you? I know it's impossible, really, to have somebody walk up to you and you not be on your guard.
Okay, so the multiple ways that I've been approached that I liked or I didn't mind was the genuine, come over, you know, you're really attractive.
Hey, yo, hold on, come over.
What?
Come over.
No, not come up with us.
Walk over to her.
We're out. Hold on.
How come we all on the same page but you?
Because Natalia's not the decent person.
Now she's just escalated.
This is a stranger.
No, firstly, nobody comes over my house unless we're exclusive. I do not mess with anybody unless we're exclusive. We have to be together, boyfriend and girlfriend, literally, for anything like that to go down. That's just a boundary for me personally.
Okay, can you go?
Right. I gotta see you try to freaking suck this dick.
Let me say this, right?
But Jarwin was saying?
This is how I approach a woman, right?
Okay, let me hear.
Look at her. I give her the gun finger. Let me see.
John is
so then when
that
we get
for me? For me, I would only like that, like, if me and that person are already currently, like, seeing each other, not in terms of exclusive, but, like, we're seeing each other, somewhat interested, and then we see each other out in public, then I get the little, because I like the little flirtation, I like the whole seduction type shit, like, for me, it builds, it builds the tension and everything else.
If it don't come to the gun finger, I don't approach them. Because if she was interested in me, she would have come to the gun finger.
This dude is trying some daunting tactics right now, though. I've watched.
Hey, the man save himself. I waste time.
See, this is where me and a lot of people differ. Me personally, I've never been scared of rejection. Now, I get that whole like for me personally, like if I see a guy. But I'm talking about
me. Women like to drag men's name, bro.
Check right to the groom chat.
And I'm not like every other woman, okay? Firstly, every woman doesn't fall into one main category of whatever you'll be messing with, okay?
The men.
That's all I can tell you on that. Not because all the women you've dealt with like to be dealt with aggressively. means that every single one of these billion women on the planet wants to be dealt with aggressively. I'm sorry, but me personally, I don't like regression, just aggression. Just like how a guy wants to be respected and be approached properly, like a decent human being. I'm a human being too, and I want to be...
Okay, explain what you mean by you don't like aggression.
The super macho weirdness. Like, it's one thing to be assertive and respectful,
come up, Jaren.
But it's another thing to be like, get your fucking ass over here, bitch. Like, no.
I don't think I've ever met a guy like that.
She just loves it when you take control of the situation.
I've seen that happen, and me and that person would end up in a fight, and I'd probably get boxed down because obviously, like, I don't have no strength right now. Like, I'm weak. I'm a woman, I'm weak.
You should get a taser.
I don't know. I don't like super aggressive stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? Even if we're together, like, I can take a joke. Like, I can take aggressive jokes because I've been aggressive with my jokes. Like, shut the fuck up, or you're my bitch, or stuff like that. Like, I've been aggressive in that way, and I get that, like, that joke.
But Natalia, both of y'all in America, y'all need guns. Huh? That's what a taser ain't doing shit.
I can tell you. Yeah, I know. Fuck a taser. Gun, shoot up the mouth. Can anybody come up to me? I have a gun. You come any closer, I shoot you. You step. Okay. I might even warn you. I'm just going to pull that out.
Okay. Literally in a few weeks, Jaron.
Kez.
But yeah, back to what I was saying.
Okay, so I have a question. Kez Lee, you tell me, how do you like to be approached by a guy?
The book.
Yo, you see how he said his gun finger and say, come here? Any man that do that to me, and I'll come in. I go, what? Oh,
even if you're interested?
Yes, even if I'm interested, that's working.
Even if you're interested?
Even if, like, if you're a stranger and you do that to me, I go turn around. I go look back to look to see who the fuck you're pointing at, because he can't be me. And I go Because I'll go about and mind my business. Not no gun finger point me. Let me see. What do I like?
You all won't come to a guy?
Not if he didn't gun fingers on.
Okay, what if he added an extra finger to his gun?
No, not gun fingers for me personally.
I've had guys do that to me, Give me the finger. And if they don't give me the gun finger, they'll do it with their eyes and they might like, yo, come here, and tilt up their head or whatever. And I'll be like, you can't be talking to me.
So once you're at a distance, trying to get your attention from a distance, so it's a no-no. Because how the fuck is it supposed to be like, hey, you, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you, come here.
That means you have to say what?
If you make icon, just come over.
So what the fuck? You can tell from big air watching across the road. You're not going to say, what the fuck is stock over there?
Anyway, don't involve me in this conversation. My thoughts on this is completely different.
I myself have been interested in guys and how I approach them. I go over to them and I just start talking.
Okay, pause. I'm that type of girl too. Like, I'm not one who men must approach me first. Like, I've always been like, if I see something and I like it, I'm gonna let that, like, especially if I'm serious, like, I'm gonna let that person know. Yeah. And I'm one of those people who will walk over and approach you. Dead ass.
Oh, put myself
in. And I've done that.
If Kaylin don't approach me,
you're ugly. She don't fuck with you.
Firstly, Javon.
I went out with my friend. I saw this guy. I was interested. I was like, he's looking kind of nice, boy. So I go up to him and I start talking to him. Yeah, boy, I get rejected, boy. I didn't know he had a woman.
Like,
I didn't know he had a woman. I just go.
He got intimidated. He's like, oh, shit. The hoes them coming.
Right? The hoes. And it was like, oh, shit. And I took him off sleep, but I get bit slapped.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done that to a guy, Timon. That guy, I'm not going to call no names on here, but he was dating that girl at State College. And you remember, like, I was telling you, like, And then you were like, yeah, go ahead, do it, which I was going to do. But then he was like, yeah, currently, like, you're cute and everything, but currently, like, I'm interested. I'm currently, like, checking out this particular girl. Like, we're together or whatever. And it was like, oh, dang, that sucks. But then 2 months later or something, like, I approached another guy who turned out to be trash anyway. I mean, who turned out to be trash based on, like, just his whole demeanor and the way he was talking about women and thinking, like, I was, like, one of them that he could talk to a particular way. And I was just like, yeah, you're cute and everything, but fuck you, boss. And I just went my own way.
Okay.
Didn't start anything.
So a lot of people say that, you know, when guys become toxic and stuff is because their upbringing at home, parents, lack of father, blah, blah, blah. Some bad girl that did him toxic. But don't you believe it's, like, selective learning?
What do you mean?
So it's like, okay, let's say all guys start out as nice guys, because you know, uh-huh. the aunties and uncles and said, don't hit women, treat them right, blah blah blah. Don't do what big people do.
Not
do
what we tell you to do. Not every household is raised up like that, because some of them grow up seeing their parents hit each other or whatever, so they think it's okay.
Friend, you know, scenarios where
honestly, I think it's a little of both, because yes, you are affected by the environment you live in, but it's also partially a choice. Some people like, okay, like for example, I could see my parents doing something, I personally don't like it. So I'll be like, no, I don't ever want to be like that. But some people now go see their parents doing something and think it's okay and go with it.
Question.
So it's a little about.
Where am I going with this?
Come on, continue with your scenario now.
You're clarifying
like with the specific.
No, I'm just curious. I'm just curious because they have a whole
argument.
You're
saying
argument,
a world where all men are good. They grow up in a household where everybody's teaching them that you gotta respect women. Where does the self or selective stuff you're talking about?
Okay,
I want to clarify on that.
There's a nice guy, and let's say it's me and Jared, and we go to school, and you know we talk to some girls, right? Uh-huh. And Jared is being as nice as he can to these young ladies, because that's what he, you know, treat them nice, you know, flirt with them here and there. You know, sometimes tell them what they want to hear and, you know, be a little cheeky now and then. And Jared get, you know, a girl come and, you know, I'm doing the same thing and blah, blah, I didn't get through. And I said, what did I do wrong? So I go again and I try and I realize Jared talked to her a little bit rough sometimes, you know, flirt with her in a rough way. So I said,
observant friend. Okay, yeah, continue.
So then I said, all right, let me see if I can do one of Jared's tactics. So I'm a little bit mean, a little bit rough, and I get you with this girl. I said, okay, so don't waste my time being this guy. Be a little bit of this guy. And then I go on to another girl, and my tactics really not working because, like, so I have
you
to
said
become...
the same tactic is working on the second girl?
No, it's not working on the second girl. So I have to change the tactic. So I have a list of things that I'm going through to be a nice guy. But as I'm trying to get them, they're just not working. So I have to adapt and bring a new thing to the board. So before you notice, now I'm all here. Any girl that I want, I can get. But now my list looking toxic. What about that kind?
Because your behavior is toxic.
Because it's selective. I'm being this way to get the girls that I want.
Because you being yourself, you're not getting anyone. Mm-mm. But Jaron, whose tactic or him being himself, maybe that's just himself.
That's just himself.
Tactic is working, you've adapted his tactic, and then it's causing you to like pull a lot of women. But you're saying the list of women are toxic, like bad. Like, even though it's fun, like, it's not something you want in terms of the woman you're pulling?
It's not even that, because the situation is, Jan is not being toxic, Jan is being himself, right? He knows how to be playful and bring that banter back and forth, right? But on the other side, what I'm seeing is just toxicness. And when I use that toxicness, then I get those same girls or girls like that. So I'm thinking, that's what Jan doing behind closed doors when I don't see him. So I still move in grime like this. So now, John, if you get his girls, I'm out here getting my girls, and I'm behaving toxic as hell, right? But the nice guys and then behind me not getting nobody, because me and John up here just fucking the game up for them. So my thing is, I became a toxic guy, right? And you all women just love me for it. But then the repercussions of after I pass y'all and move on to the next is y'all shit on me because I'm a toxic guy. But I wouldn't have got you if I was a nice guy.
My thing is, the woman that you got, is she like, does she make sense? Like, now that you had to act toxic to get her. Now that you've gotten her, is she like the type of woman you'd want though? You as an individual, like in the scenario I talk.
In the scenario, okay, I guess you mean. Because there could be definitely a girl that I like and I get her, right? Mm-hmm. But for some reason, she's not bringing the level of shit that I've been seeing to my run of women.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh. So she end up getting hurt.
So she know what you want then.
Because at the end of the day, no, this personality is what she also attracted to. So that's the only reason I even got shot with her. Because she sees me, she see how I move, and I like her, and she like me. It is what it is. But now I move on to the next, and now she hurt. And now I'm just out here hurting women, but women created this. Like, what y'all think about that?
That's your question. What's your question? Me personally, no, somebody else answer. I have an answer for it, but I want to make sure, like, I want to make sure what I'm saying makes sense in my head.
Take your time.
Go ahead, somebody else answer.
Oh, shit.
Nobody else gonna answer? Okay.
I think Kesley.
Oh, well, what I was thinking, right? I was thinking. But that is like selective. That what you choose and that what these people go on. So you, you shouldn't feel bad now, like, bruh.
Yeah, but then the women complain. Because, like, you know, the nice girl not looking for a nice guy and the toxic girl not looking for a nice guy. They both looking for that toxic guy. But then they complain when he's too toxic. And then it becomes this weird cycle of everybody toxic, but nobody gonna fucking change because at the end of the day, I'm changing to get the woman and the woman want what I became. They don't want what I was. They don't want the nice guy. Like how you even come out to that cycle?
You tell the truth, basically. Like just be honest. And if they don't like if they don't like you for who you are, then like.
So I must get no hoes or you must fuck all these toxic niggas.
What?
That sounds a bit entitled, don't you think? But before we head there, what I was going to say was, I've witnessed that amongst two of my other male friends, where one, he's a great individual, and his friend, he's, I guess, but questionable in terms of his behavior.
Are you talking about me at times like that?
No, it's not y'all. It's not y'all, relax. But whoa, the cap fit. Okay.
Damn, Timon, she called it being toxic.
But I've witnessed that, and his friend would advise the toxic one, the one that's questionable, would advise him on like how he pulls women, and a lot of his methods are
one finger
questionable, but they work for him because I'm not gonna lie, there's a pandemic of weird ass women out here, but that's a whole different story. That's not the point of it all. But he listens to his friend. And I wouldn't say he's turned into a different person. I feel like the advice he's gotten from his friend has had him wearing a mask to become a different person, but that's not truly him. Like I said, he's a great guy outside of that. And he keeps pulling these terrible women who are literally playing his ass right now. And at the end of the day, I keep telling him, at the end of the day, what is working for Peter? Like, Peter was born, that's what Peter is. But you're not freaking Peter. You yourself don't like toxic women, but I get that you don't get any attention like outside of being toxic. But if you getting toxic woman is draining your mental, which is currently draining his mental too, because he wants a decent woman, but the only thing the woman that he's pulling are responding to is toxicity.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like the same scenario like you're saying, Tamar, like that's literally what's happening. And he's literally, I don't want to say he's losing his mind, but so far he's been interacting with two women that have him like losing his mind a bit, talking about he's depressed and oh my God, like I need love type weirdness. Like I've never heard him talk like that before. But I keep telling him at the end of the day, those are not the type of woman you want. And I get that that's what's saturated the market. So but what you really want, you can't be following your friend because at the end of the day, that's not what you want, but that's the only type of shit that he's pulling. And I get you don't get no action outside of being toxic, but you gotta, like, I feel like at the end of the day, you gotta be true to yourself. You understand?
So is it that his selective learning is getting him only that type of girl?
It seems like whatever his friend has been advising him to do to get women, now that he's finally pulling women, he's pulling shitty ass women. You know what I'm saying? Like, the market is saturated with a particular kind of thing, I guess. And he's using his friend's toxic. And the craziest thing is his friend is not being affected in the same way. He's pulling these toxic women, you understand? And some great women in the mix, too, that he's dogging out also. And he's pulling them and he's, you know, it's working out for him. He likes to get his ass beat. Well, not literally, but he liked that, you know, like toxic spiciness because it adds to, so he claimed, a toxic friend.
Okay,
but that's not what the level-headed saying, the one that's not that way, that's not the type of woman he wants firstly. But remember, he don't get no play unless he acting like that, you understand? So he's always on a, oh, woman are trash, like women like to be treated bad, I don't understand, like I'm looking for a good woman type shit. But he's using his friend's mannerism. And I'm like, would you rather just, how about you just, I don't know. I feel like my thing, are you like that desperate now? Like, I get it. You want sex. You need sex to survive. As men always say, they need sex to survive. Yo. You know, they can't live without sex. They can't live without pussy. Blah, 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 blah.
Let me say something, Kayleen.
But it's hold like, he's so stressed about the shitty ass woman that's coming his way. I'm like, bro, at this point, just step back, be yourself, and the right one will find you. Continue grinding, working on yourself, stand strong on your boundaries, have some standards, and the right woman will come your way. Don't let another guy who loves spicy shit and like his ass beat and like being cheated on while also maybe cheating on some good woman he's getting on the mix. Don't let him turn you into somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my thought on that. I don't really have nothing else to say on that. But I can see where that is, you know.
All right. Nice, Savion. What's going on?
How many fucking people is it, this bitch, bro?
Yo, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Not good. Yeah, so let me just give you like a touch up of what we're talking about.
I didn't want to jump in that heat of the conversation. Yeah, I was going in.
Nah, so you're trying to figure out like how these women like to be approached. Because clearly men are a problem.
Hold on. So they can't say how they like to be approached, but they can tell you how they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all never made me speak. What the hell? Y'all never made me speak.
I literally said how
clearly, you were the first one to speak and then you said never mind.
Because no, like the thing is this, like there's this thing I was asking people on my WhatsApp, like if men were supposed to disappear, who would protect you, right? And women were just like, you know, protect you from what? Like, because they see men as the problem, like they are right. They need protection from other men. So if they disappear, they don't have to worry about shit. Now, Kesley and Kaden gave me different answers. They're like, what about wild fucking animals and shit like that? Like, I'm like, okay, so these people can step back and look at things from a different perspective. Like, it's not just men are problem, other women and stuff. But
who could build a tornado shelter?
They'll learn and adapt. So now they were saying, like, when people approach them, they're on their guard, especially when guys approach them, they're on their guard. So I started asking questions like, okay, so if there's a guy that's interested in you, how would you want him to approach you? And they start going saying this and that and that. And I was like, okay, y'all talking about like the negative aspect of things. How do y'all want to be approached? So Natani was trying to tell me, but basically, all men are trash. And then Kesley was trying to tell me what's going on. She's like, whatever Jaren would do to get a girl, she's not fucking with that. So. Mm-hmm. And then Kaylee was like, she usually approaches people and who she even fuck with, so she don't really care for them to approach her because she would do the heavy lifting. So
I and bet. If guys do approach me, I just prefer like the respectful right off the bat, you know, decent being, hi, my name is so-so-so, I've been checking you out, you know, just respectful, no thirst,
straightforward,
no weird uncomfortable vibe. Yeah,
I say, well, I'm going sexy.
So, I'm blocking you in real life, bro.
So I really wanted to touch on Kesley's own, because she's like, anybody calling me over, I ain't fucking with that, because like, why the fuck are you doing that? So I'm like, so how are they supposed to get your attention? She's like, they use their eyes. So I'm like, if there's four of y'all across the road and I look over there, how are you supposed to know who I'm talking to? I suppose I tell my eyes, I don't know how I'm going to fucking do it. Yeah. How am I supposed to use my eyes to let you know I'm talking to you and to get you over here? So yeah. So just Jaren said he'll call him over and then start the conversation. If she don't come, she's not interested.
So why you can't approach the girl?
So he can, but there's a high chance that he's gonna waste his time go over there. If she's into him, she will come. If she is not into him, she'll go about her business.
Not even just waste time. So it's the same way how Kaylin says she's on a guard. A lot of women are on the guard, right? So now you going up into her personal space, I feel like that really makes him uncomfortable. So I'd rather...
Yeah, tell my boy being a weirdo, like, I get
honestly,
it.
Honestly, like, I might not give them the gun finger for real, right? But I look at you, I'm like, hey, yo. And I tell her, like, come here for real. Like, she will come to me, and then we can have a conversation from there. But if she don't come to me...
And that is that.
That's it. That's about my business.
I mean, that's a tactic, Savion.
It's like, I feel like, well, it's one of those things where, firstly, if you're going to approach somebody... I feel like cold approaching works for people who like generally know how to like, you know, spit game and be like kind of like manipulative with the words, shit like that.
It worked for me when I had my dreads, but you know, I'm a ball.
Boy, I got no hair.
I want an example of like how he'd approach, like how he normally like approach women.
Wait, who?
Jaren already say how like he deal with like initiating like.
You know John was joking, right?
I know, he just said that. He kind of said that, but there's probably some truth to what he's saying, too. But I know, I want to know, like, the is this a new guy that joined, or was it a girl?
Guy.
Okay. Guy, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, what's his, like, game or code, or however he, like, approaches, like, a woman he's probably interested in, or wants to know if she's interested, or however, yeah.
He walks at them. They look up, he smiles.
Savior, pull up with his little dog and say, yo, dog, choose the bitch. right? In the doll world, to a girl, you know, nudge on her ankle. She's like, oh my God, that's so cute. He's like, you like this doll? It's a bully. She's like, ah. Oh, and then you start talking
you
to
know.
Bro, I want to hear it from his mouth.
No, you already know. When he keeps staring to the dog, he talks, he said, Kobe, sit down.
And don't do that.
You hear the deepness in the voice.
She's like, ooh.
I want him to talk to
already after it's over with.
Mm-hmm. And if
nah, my dog is better tactic though. Easy attention right there.
Bro, I see people do it in Canada. Everybody got fucking dogs. You know how much conversation a man with the dog have going on the road? Same question. Different people. It's stupid. I don't need that kind of attention. I hate dogs.
Not from me though.
You said you hate dogs?
Oh, I love puppies. I hate dogs.
I'll see what John Timon said.
I am not walking around no fucking animal picking up shit. That's not me.
I'll see what Timon said. Sorry, Kaylee.
I mean, you go on your own property, you don't got to. You just have shit everywhere all over your house. That'll be your problem, though.
Nah, the only reason why I don't like particularly like them is because they're annoying, most of them. I would know.
Cats are annoying.
Cats, like, they love you sometimes. The rest of the time, they don't really fuck with you.
I'm cool. That. Yeah.
Because y'all like low maintenance.
Yeah. I like my pets with attitude, please. I just walk over and they're doing some dumb shit. My cat judge me all afternoon.
Give me a hamster, bro.
I like independent animals.
Yeah, I want to be doing my thing and the cat did something. And I don't want to beef that cat. I want something. It's real.
See the dog now, the dog sit down. Like you leave the house and the dog miss you and shit. Like
that's dependent on your relationship with the dog. That's not based on the dog. That's not every dog.
Exactly. I was just about to say that's probably your dumb dog.
Unless dogs don't have shit to do. Unless you have another dog. Cause like they just be say laying down bored as shit. But now cats, bro, they have a full time job looking through the fucking window.
Cats sleep all damn day.
Bro, they have to look through the window.
I live with three freaking cats right now, and them bitches sleep all day, and during the night, they be prancing, running around this house, jumping on people's head and shit while people trying to sleep.
Keep the fucking criminals out.
It's time to socialize.
Crack
them, though. My chair break into your house. They're like, them niggas don't sleep.
And it be sounding like kids running around.
Yeah.
Coward. Running on the walls and shit.
Bro, I'm a strong believer that prisoners reincarnate as cats. I fucking rate it, still.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this is the scenario, guys. Mm-hmm. We're coming off of the topic right now, but this is the scenario. Parallel universe right now.
Okay.
What if, right, men decide to start give their penis to ugly women? Just like, and so anybody, anybody who is average and above have to pay for it. They have to commit for a long-term relationship to acquire the penis. But ugly girls get that shit for free. You think it would change the game?
Wait, what?
I have a thought on that, but I want to hear everybody's opinion before I head there.
I think you said that backwards.
Listen, I have something to say, but you all answer his answer.
You definitely said it backwards.
Yeah, I can repeat it one more time so Jared can hear, right?
Yeah, so, Jared, I want to hear what you up to.
In this world, men decide to only give ugly women free penis, right? Any woman that's average and above have to pay for penis, they have to commit to a long-term relationship to get access to the penis. You know? How you think it would impact the world? And there's no loophole, there's no flirting, there's no relying on temptations to get this man to fuck you if you're average and above. It's not an easy access thing. You have to be ugly to get free penis, and if you're somebody that look good, you gotta cough up some money or get into a long-term relationship. How you think it's gonna impact that world?
A lot of ugly babies.
No, I feel like men extra careful with ugly women is only once in a while they slip up. So I don't think so.
Bro, cause...
But you just say only the ugly ones get dick. So it's
they're getting thing. Free penis.
I don't need this for nothing, them.
Free penis dildo or free penis off a real man.
Real man.
Okay. Well, yeah.
When the men want to have sex, they look for an ugly woman. They're not wasting their time finding somebody that's like high maintenance and high class and look real good. They're not looking for none of that. Like, even if these ugly women are successful and bosses, they're getting dick.
Why did you say that mad aggressively?
But you know, another way to look at it, right? Yes, mm-hmm. I agree that they're going to be a lot of ugly women, a lot of ugly babies. Yeah, that is true. Because men just always want to smash, and that is just it. So they're going to go there. But for the woman, no, you know how there's, because some in the world, you know, the more money you have, is like it comes to like premium. This is like elite, because only like certain people could like pay and you get it. So it could always look like, oh yeah, these women, they like, because they pay a higher price for like they customing, so they kind of like more elevated because for them it's free. Have you seen the movie Junie? It's kind of like, oh, when you have a lower class machine, then you could be like be used for anything. Like the more money you pay, is like the better things you get in. Cause you know the world revolves around money too.
Okay, but think of it coming from this perspective, not the world that we live in now.
And don't need what we fucking offering them, bro. Like they have so many different fucking sex toys. Like the world, bro, it wouldn't work out. It wouldn't work out. There would be a lot of fucking ugly babies. Because
yeah,
these women, they ain't gonna pay for the fucking, like, they might pay for the dick every fucking 3 months or something, but they don't really do it like that, bro. They're not a rose.
Yeah, so the dynamic of the world will change, honestly. You'll be more in favor of ugly people. You never ugly people gonna be pretty.
The world is honestly in favor of ugly people, by the way. Ugly.
Yo, what the fuck?
It's true.
Why would you say that?
I live in a bubble. I didn't know that.
It's easier pussy.
Oh, why you say that?
Wait. I don't understand what Jaron's saying. Sorry, I'm kind of slow right now. Or like, yeah, what?
That it's easier to get pussy from an ugly girl than it is to get from like a girl that looks like a 10.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I see that perspective. I definitely see that perspective.
Okay. Let me hear you say, yeah.
But how does the world work in an ugly man's favor? Because you said in ugly people's favor. So that means
No. Ugly.
Yeah,
ugly.
That's what Jawan was saying. Like
ugly men don't have the upper hand as ugly women. Because ugly women, you still get a dick.
Yeah, you're still a woman.
Ugly men, you have to do the most.
Yeah, because like based on a statement Timon made at time, like men don't necessarily view sex the same way women do. Like, it's more like running, like, or like walking, like, it's not that deep. So, like, a guy would quicker have sex with a gremlin.
Yeah, once my dick up, no, I can work with it.
A guy would have, I just feel that's so weird. But a guy would quicker, will easier be able to have sex, or I don't know, like, yeah, with a gremlin compared to like an ugly guy being able to have sex with anything.
But then,
I don't know, because
I don't know, but.
No, you
guys. I'm saying I don't know about no damn gremlin, but like it's definitely like if.
Bro, I've seen some like gremlins. Easier... But that be getting, and I'm like, what the fuck? But okay.
The thing is, right?
So bad.
In the society that we live in, most of us are West, right? Yeah, this is the West. The Eastern world is different, but the Western world, like Americas and all this over here, that's what I experience at least. It's like the prettier women think they have so much just because they're pretty. They think that that's like. An automatic 10, they don't think they have to bring, some of them don't think they have to bring anything else to the table, right? And then the girls who aren't as pretty, they kind of
got more to them. It makes sense.
Yeah, but you do
that. But at the same time, I'm saying like they don't have that same self-esteem that pretty girls have because they're not being gassed 24/7. And you know,
so they have to rely on how, a human.
They're not it's being like, put on a pedestal. So they don't have that same mentality about themselves. So they're easier to get played from.
Plus, y'all need to show love to all these on the average women. These men be out here practicing these on the average women. So y'all, you know, y'all have to really give them thanks.
That's true.
Bro, I know some girls that weren't the best looking and they just fire. Straight up. I know some girls that be bragging like, oh shit, my pussy the best. I was like, word. It's like, yeah. I go in there, I'm just like, oh. You know what I mean? You just have to tell them, I need you to stop bragging though. Like,
oh my God.
But I'll never fucking get.
Thank you for your service, but I need you to stop talking like that.
Check. She talking about, so when is the next time?
I'll get back to you.
Like the whole, like
wow, that's how y'all move with these girls.
I don't know that from stories I heard.
Yo, but y'all move the same way. Y'all sometimes be saying the fuck don't even good. Yeah, you even count as a body.
First of all, we not fucking ugly man, right? One.
Yeah, but how much guys?
What is Tanya saying?
She not fuck nobody
some
ugly.
Not fuck no ugly man.
Firstly, yes, I don't want to see no hideous. Y'all watched that last season for Bridgerton with that ugly man. Yeah, he had money and everything, but
oh my God.
He was on top of her and his face. like, and I was like, oh my god, like this would be devastating for me.
Turn off the lights.
Okay, so y'all be getting post-nut clarity too.
Like, I need to look at something that looks attractive.
That's what
I see, like an animal was like.
Nah, it's first penetration, like, oh, clarity.
And another thing is, what I wanted to say is, like, we're not fucking an ugly man.
I support that. I would never fuck a fat bitch.
What he say? He'd never what?
Would never fuck a fat bitch.
Everybody got their preferences. Everybody got their preferences. That's all I'm gonna say on that.
An ugly bitch can't get it either.
I don't know. I kind of want to still try one.
It's a lot about me if I was to settle to that, though. Like, there's certain sentiments I would make.
But then the thing, you know, the thing that's going to change the whole dynamic.
I love, right? I love missionary. I love looking in a woman's face.
Oh, yeah.
Damage, knowing that I'm doing damage. If the bitch ugly before I make her face ugly, that's
fine. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised.
It's scary as fuck. Look at that.
Bro, you know, you want me to say what's funny? I don't think girls know how they look when they sucking dick. You ever look down and see their face, dog?
Like, you're sucking a giant rabbit hole.
All you see is fucking forehead.
They don't, they give you eye contact thinking they're doing the most. I was just like, yeah. Are you still fucking?
This is not your fucking angle.
You can't tell them shit, no, because you know they're not going to give them more head if you say anything. Because I'm going to let them do their thing.
Don't start, Timon, because you're about to start a world war.
You're right, that's cool.
Yeah, because we just go for ask someone like what I'm gonna say, you know what? Let me hush.
Listen, I'm telling you, right? Me and you have somebody, you know, I'm gonna take up my phone for taking a picture for sending to this other girl. And when I put up the camera, I'm gonna say, no. Because I realize how I look from down here, and I'm like, what the fuck she looking at? So, boy, I don't give eye contact.
Wait, Timon. So you say you was in some pussy and you take a picture to send to another woman?
Yeah.
Mood.
To make somebody jealous?
No, just to tell you on.
Hey, that might be like some next level shit right there. I don't know.
Nah, because she's a concurrent. She's wasting time.
No, like, okay. You know what's that? You know the weird thing about it is, Timon is the type of guy that has friendships like that. You can send stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let another nigga do that shit, blocking you instantly. Like, why the fuck are you sending me this? You have to be that guy in order to be that in order for females to feel comfortable enough to see you doing stuff like that and not be like, oh, why are you sending me this? This is so disgusting. You literally have to be that guy. If you're not that guy, get the fuck out of here.
Honestly, me personally, I'm nosy. So if Timon sent me a message like that, it would probably be because he said he about to do something. I'm like, yo, send me a picture because I'm being nosy. But other than that, yeah.
Exactly.
If it's still trying to
forget, like, you're not my friend, I don't care.
It's that guy. But if I random guy just send you that, it will be like, yo, you.
Timon, you need to write the book, bro. Like, let me how you do that, bro.
So, Timon, when you sent the picture, Timon, you say you didn't get to send a picture to that girl?
I didn't because I saw my face and I still took a little video to send later. But I did I didn't take a picture to send at the moment. I was like, fool.
Damn, I wanted to know if it like worked on her or something. And she's like, whoa, this is what he on here, I'm down or something, like, you know.
Oh yeah, because they just wanna know that it, okay, because they have a perception of you and then once you just shatter it, they're just like, I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah.
So they just kind of figure out like, all right, where we build from. They have to build from now this new perception of you.
No, you're a fucking bro. You're a menace.
Yeah, because like in this.
Nah, for real.
Yo, so.
That's menace activity. For real. That's the other way to describe it.
I met this girl, right, the other day. It's tall, John. She was big. She not big, but she was tall. She worked out, whatever, right? But a bitch tall. Like, I need to emphasize the bitch tall.
Why do you choose to disrespect females like that? The bitch. Oh my God, this is
bitch.
Why y'all niggas don't get no pussy, bro.
He don't want to say the name.
Little girl.
Nah, bro. Listen to the fucking story. Like, you talk too much. Like, listen to the story. Anyways, the bitch was tall. Southern bitch, too, right? So she looked aggressive. And if I tell you this bitch tall, she worked out kind of thick, kind of strong. And whole time, it's like, yo, she... I guess she playing, but, you know, like, all of that shit, bro. Like, I'm getting mad because, like, she's strong as shit, bro. I was like, yo, we just chilling, like, stop pushing on me like that, bro. Yo, I was getting mad.
Listen.
You better sit your big ass down, shorty.
At the end of the story, I thought he had more.
Okay, just a random question.
My masculinity real quick.
Just a random question, because today I was talking to this girl, and somebody just started jumping on Twitter trying to sell ass, right? So this girl from the school, man. I didn't want to put you on blast like that. Anyways. So you're talking about her and real, and this girl said, yeah, that's easy. She shouldn't sell ass, but it's easy to sell ass, right? So I was like, mm-hmm. if it's so easy, why you don't do it? Because I don't want to. And then I realized people say things are easy, but can never like prove that it really is easy. You know what I mean?
I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't finished. Because she just saying that it's easy, but can't prove that it's easy. And it's basically like if somebody said, oh, it's easy to make money, but they fucking broke. Like, yeah. If it's so easy, make some money. Would you like being broke?
I feel like it's more like sex sells. So if she did want to go out there and sell ass, she probably could. Even though, like, in a way, it would take her time to, like, build that. It depends on the person. Because if she's hot and if it's in her favor, she could probably succeed on the whole OnlyFans or selling ass or whatever with ease. Because I've seen, like, two different pretty women, right, who do OnlyFans. And it worked out really well for one of them. And the other one, like, it took her forever to build clientele or whatever. But back to what I was saying, like, I feel like she's saying it's easy because, like, sex sells technically.
It sells, but not everybody can sell.
But two things can be true at the same time. Come on. Like, even though it's easy, that doesn't necessarily mean it's as easy as, you know what I'm saying? Like, two things can be true at the same time. Sex sells, and a lot of men out here buying the content and like the content and will go out their way to find such content. So it's said easy, but in the same breath, like, it's not as easy, like I said, because for some people it works out in their favor, and for other people it takes forever to build clientele. Some people, for example, like me personally, like, I don't have the balls, or I guess I'm not brave enough. I can see myself, like, I could possibly, I guess, make money through that. I don't know how easy that would be for me.
If you post a nipple picture on Facebook or Instagram, right?
Girl, I'm whatever. But that's what I'm saying. Like, in the same breath, like, even though, like, I can see how sex sells and, like, you know, it could kind of work out for me. I don't have the balls.
I feel like Kaylin could bamboozle people for like a couple months. She creates her OnlyFans. Hear the scheme. She creates her OnlyFans, right? Puts a link, and then she put like a monthly subscription, right? And she said, on December, I'm gonna drop my first video. If I don't have this amount of subscriptions by then, it ain't dropping. So until,
you know what I mean?
And everybody go like, oh shit, I want to see this little girl do some shit.
But I couldn't do it,
right?
Though.
You don't have to. It's a scam.
The only reason why I don't do it is because my grandmother's going to find out.
Wear a fucking mask.
Because somebody from my TV is going to see it, and she's going to get a fucking heart attack.
That's a strategy right there.
That's literally the only reason why I don't do it, because my grandmother is going to see it.
I don't have the balls to do that. And two, I'm just thinking about all the people that will see that shit, like, that I don't even want. The people out there, I don't want them to see my private and shit. So it's just like,
wear a mask. That's not you.
Like, I don't want them to even have an idea of like what down there looks like. So it's just like, damn. But Timon, you can get banned from the site if you scam like that. Because there are few people that I know who tried it and they got banned from OnlyFans because they were promoting a particular kind of thing. And when people actually bought with their money, they were scammed and complained. And like, yeah.
Say.
The question is, did they get the bag first, though?
Yeah, did they?
That's the question.
You get banned, just make another code to new email address.
Different address.
Start right over.
But yeah, back to with the whole thing. Like, I would do it with the whole masking thing. That's actually an idea I have in my head. But then back to what Kaylin said, I don't want everybody to know what I look like. Because if you go on my Instagram profile right now, you see any pictures of my ass at all. You don't see any pictures of my ass. Because I don't want people to know I have. If you see me in real life, then you know what I look like. But outside of that, okay, yeah, she has a shape, whatever, da da da. But you're never seeing my ass on Instagram. Never. I'll post it to my close friends, sure.
Anymore.
Like, no, I never did. Never. Never posted my ass on Instagram.
Timon,
on my profile? Hell no.
Timon, before.
Seems like there's more to the story.
Before we got tight with Natania again, right? I ain't sending you like one of her pictures saying, yo, Natania looking kind of fire over here. Because her ass was showing.
How? Like,
she probably was in a onesie suit or like Not like a bikini.
I do have a bikini video on my shit, but that shit is like 1 second long. And the only thing you're seeing is my side profile. Literally, this shit right here. You're literally seeing my side profile. You're not seeing shit else. You're literally not seeing nothing else.
Nothing else, buddy, for me.
Can you see the side bottom and say, yeah, that's it.
I mean, Savion, ain't this enough? Like, ain't this enough of
side profile attention?
But you wearing clothes.
Yeah, nah, it definitely is. It definitely is, especially those pants. You know what you were doing.
You know what you were doing.
You know what you were doing. Those are demon pants.
Because she had one straight on her profile looking at Batty. She tricked us. This is sabotage.
Yeah, bro.
This is the scheme. She promoted heavy. Go check out.
This is how females posting pictures like this.
Go check out Night Girl Check. She's showing side profiles.
Yo, I'm weird.
That girl promoting. That was smart. That was smart.
I rated it.
Nah, the only how like I pull out, like I actually would post my ass or something on Instagram is if I'm posting a flyer right after that.
Mm.
That's literally how you catch them.
Okay.
In my story or something, because that shit is gonna be up for like what 24 hours. If you screen record the fuck, you gonna see my ass in public anyway.
Okay, so you all think that if you all criteria were right, you had no shame bag, you all could make money selling.
Yourself, wife, no fuck.
I've been paid for feet pics and feet videos. So,
all right, so this is the real questions now. This is the real question.
I can't tell Kaylin because I'm trying to get into that.
No, he just randomly messaged me on Instagram. He's like, I'll pay for your feet. And I thought it was a scam for real, because I got a lot of those. But I remember joking with one of my other friends, like, I'm going to send him a feet pic, you know, just to be funny. Like, it's just my feet he's seen. Like, I don't care. And next thing you know, he's asking me what my Cash App is, gave him my Cash App for jokes. $50. Then he's asking for videos, want to see ankles. $100. Then he was like,
send him mine too. I'm not getting a pedicure.
He was saying shit like, I want to be your feet slave. You know, call me
your feet slave.
And I was like, oh shit.
Kaylin's like, oh, that's fucking gross money. I don't want it.
No, I'm like. I'm not gonna lie. In another life, I'd probably be a dominatrix. I like to beat and him and
humiliate. You know, it's funny because I could see that.
Me too.
I like doing shit like that. Like, I be physical with my own sometimes. So I don't know. I like shit like that.
Bailey, weren't you the one who said that you don't want no man to be aggressive with you, but you want to be aggressive to the man then?
Hello.
Bro, consent in a sexual setting. That's like, what it
wait,
is.
Wait, repeat
bro.
That, Kaylin.
Huh?
Repeat what you said.
No, I said for me, consent in a sexual setting. Like, I'm fine with that. Consent in a sexual setting.
Would you ever be down for CNC?
What? Consent, no consent?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna like to tell you, I'm not putting my business out there, so.
I would judge you if you tell me you want somebody pissing your asshole. I'd be like,
what you do?
No, I would try.
How do you even think of that?
What's wrong with that?
I would try it once, but not twice.
What's wrong with that? That's how you gotta piss on them, man. You gotta understand, right? As a man, right? Dominate. You don't want to be dominated.
Like, don't relax.
If you, Kaylin,
just say that's a you thing. Because there's some men out there, they don't mind both.
Yeah, so, but this is where it gets a little weird, though.
Those are the men that would let you peg them. Those are the men that would let you peg them. Any man that lets you,
I'm not pegging nobody,
would let you put something up his ass. That's fucking weird. That is
peg a guy, but not my significant other. I don't want my significant other to want to be pegged.
No, don't. Okay, Jaron, you can't call it weird because that's what they like.
It's fucking weird. Yeah,
me personally, I would feel uncomfortable if my significant other wants to
exactly. Peg. Me too.
If my friends want to do that.
When you are always asking questions about their G-spot.
But certain men know, like, I like to listen to when this guy talks, right? So, like, the other day he was, like, saying something about the,
put your finger in his butt.
I would go about, for example, I already told y'all what's going on, what happened earlier this year or whatever. How I would get my revenge on that person. I'd shoot them in the ass because your G-spot is in your ass. When you shoot a man in his ass, you can't use his dick anymore. That's the only ass play I want to hear.
So you want him to feel pain and pleasure?
No, I don't want him to feel pain and pleasure. I want you to feel pain and not feel any pleasure ever again in your whole entire life. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Listen, if my dick don't work, I'm figuring out new pleasure. Maybe murder. I don't know.
Honestly, you can just eat pussy, bro. Like, if your dick don't work, you can just eat pussy and finger the shit out.
And use a toy. And use a toy, too. A woman's toy. The female toy can also be your best friend.
I don't like the vibrator.
You can use a toy during sex. But, like, if your dick don't work and then you're using a toy, that's weird as fuck.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah, the first time I ever, like...
No, you're judging people.
No, you're all talking about toys. I can't really say much about the whole toy thing. That'd be weird, too.
If you dig, though, you cannot use a toy. You have to use yourself.
Your fingers. You can use your fingers on your toy.
Yeah, you have to be this new toy.
The toy is not always your enemy, bro.
No, it's not. It's not.
Not working, bro. You use the toy.
You use the toy. When your dick works.
You sound like she love a piece of toy. They body murder.
No.
I get what Jaren's saying. If your dick work, use a toy, and just you know, make the situation better. Yeah. But if your dick don't work, you can't rely on toys. You already don't, man.
No, don't rely on it, but use it. It's also your friend, too.
Why?
Your mouth and your hand get tired at some point, boss. Stop, please. Your mouth and your hand get tired at some point.
Then the sex is done for you.
Let me ask. Who
says you're on right now? The guy without a dick?
Yes, I'm on his side.
What if your dick stops working one day?
Pills.
And your girl decides to be like, okay, she's not leaving me, right?
I get pills.
Are you guys gonna use toys?
No, I get pills. And if the pills don't work, I go do a surgery and get inflatable.
Like, oh, she's not done yet. What are you gonna do? Your dick doesn't work anymore. And your hand and your mouth is tired. What are you guys doing next?
And some women, question. Example, Timon, you omit this.
Question, I have
right?
money.
But some women, what?
This is a good question. I have money.
He said, I'm done. He's taking his ass to sleep.
I'm going to bed.
Dude said, I didn't think about that part.
Because if I have money, I'm doing a surgery to get it fixed, one way or the other. If I have to get an inflatable.
You literally cannot fix it.
So my dick just missing?
Sometimes erectile dysfunction can't be fixed.
Yes, it's done. That's it. You get nothing.
And I can't take a dead man's dick?
Bro, they haven't reached that part of surgery yet.
They can do penis transplants. Yet.
If a tranny can get a new dick, as a man can get a new dick.
I don't understand. Wait, they just say new dick is for only trans?
Simon, they're using muscle. Oh, wait, pause. The trans men, I think the surgery they get for their bottom based on like my trans friend, male friend, he said that. They use skin from his arm so that it would be soft in texture, and use the muscle from his leg and build him a penis. But it was small. But
build a penis out of my fucking ass, because
build a small penis. What the hell?
You don't go through all that type of stuff.
I'm trying to grow my legs to 28 inches, so I would just have to do it without a dick. I'm not gonna make my legs get smaller, bro.
The one they give you is because there's a lot of skin, and to have a particular size, it's a lot of skin you're using. The trans guy who now has a penis, I'm trying to be respectful. It kind of works, but not in the same way that like a man who's actually born with a penis, like how his penis to work, but it's small because of the amount of skin and muscle required to like build
ejaculate.
I mean, it's average. That's it's average. Tough. No,
they can't ejaculate.
Trans man can't ejaculate because he doesn't have a scrotum.
So the fuck happened?
Or like any of that?
He just get his dick off and then.
There's a trans man.
We just have it for show. So he just pull on his pants and it's dangling.
Kenny, what she said? Sorry, Kezzy, talk good.
I say I was watching 90 Day Fiancé and he had his trans man, and the woman was saying she didn't know he was trans at first because he had a dick and is like he can ejaculate, but it's like they put something inside of it. They don't have a scrotum.
The boy load up the gun.
basically what the demon is describing. He can't actually ejaculate, but he does because they put some kind of something in there.
Kaylin,
but
can,
yeah,
can, sperm cartridge.
Hold on, can you do the butt where you put the kid down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The what I saw, listen, the trans penis that I saw that she showed me to a real penis, to my, I'm telling you, it looks similar, but you can tell something happened. Holy darling, please stop driving me crazy all night.